It's Who's On First with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson.
I mean, the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on ESPN Radio.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Here's Carl and Kyle.
Put me in, coach, and welcome to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and, of course, 92.7 over on Hilton Island. We're live here at the World of Beer Savannah, and the location?
Coach, that'd be 112 West Broughton Street, so come on out. We're going to be here from 6 to 8 talking baseball. Come by and say hi.
I mean, it's not a packed house here, but we want you to come down here and say hi. We got some T-shirts to give out. We got to talk some baseball. This is really quick. We just did this 3 weeks ago. We're back already on the radio.
I know. It keeps us sharp. We got to get back out here. And, Coach, first off, how you doing? How's the knee? You're looking good.
Hey, you know, I'm hanging in there for an old guy. The knee's a little stiff, but been doing a lot of driver's ed, summer school, teaching kids how to drive. But, once again, doing what I love, talking about sports on the radio. And we're at the World Dub Beer.
Yeah, the World of Beer. Exactly. And yeah,
it's not the World of Beer like the Bears. It's the World of Beer.
It's not the beer. It's not the Bears. It's World of Beer. Okay. Close enough. I like it.
This is one of our favorite spots. We like doing this here.
Oh, yeah. It's been too long.
Hey, you know this is show number 7 already since we started doing this last year?
Yeah, I know. We've got a little bit of traction here, and we're going to be doing some stuff later in the month as well. But it's just good to see you again. Glad the knee's going well. So is driver's ed, is that good physical therapy, you'd say?
Well, no. I'm not in the car. I'm in the classroom. I got to give them the basic fundamentals, the knowledge, the right-of-way laws and all. Right-of-way laws. Guy making a left turn on a green light knocked me out. So, totaled my car a couple of weeks ago. But I'm here. I'm talking baseball. And, how's it going with you since the last time we talked? I know, the Cubbies.
Actually, my Cubbies are doing fine. Hey, last year at this time, my Chicago Cubs were 500 and 5 out. They're playing some pretty good ball right now. But, hey, it's early. We're getting near the middle of the season. Actually, we're past the middle of the season. We're getting ready for the All-Star break, which gets started on Sunday after Sunday's games. And the All-Star game, of course, will be on Tuesday evening. But it's been a fun couple of weeks. I finally got up to SunTrust Park.
You finally got there?
Yeah, I finally got there. You beat me.
Baseball fanatic, I beat you to it. There's nothing like the battery. Sorry, that's my New York accent.
The battery?
The battery. Not the battery, the battery.
You're doing battery, different from Battery Park, but no, it was fantastic. We got up there. It's worth the extra 20-minute drive past where Old Turner Field is, and you get up into Cobb County.
Did you really notice that it was that
much further? No, it really wasn't that much. Like, I got up early Sunday morning. I drove up. It was for a friend's birthday party. And let me tell you, they've got the Beyond the Chop area. It's the area out in right field, but they got an area right below it. Beyond the Chop. Yeah, it's Beyond the Chop. Sorry, I said it's the Chop House. So anyway, Beyond the Chop, it's this nice area where you can literally yell things at Nick Markakis. He can hear you. It was an all you can eat, all you could drink, just kind of a great atmosphere. We had about 30 of our friends. We surprised him. We watched the Braves Orioles.
Dirty, game. Not 30. Dirty.
He's dirty 30.
You got it.
But, yeah, we had a great time. My buddy was very surprised, and I was very impressed. And really would love to go there the next time my Cubs play the Braves. Might actually try to do that when they do that makeup game later this year. But that new stadium's amazing, and I got some pictures I have to show you. They got a cool Hank Aaron and Dale Murphy display, and it's really cool. And, my buddy Jamie Gerald, if he's listening, we really gave Colby Rasmus the right fielder for the Baltimore Orioles. Let's just say we made his day really tough.
You harassed him.
We harassed Mr. Rasmus.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. You harassed Mr. Rasmus.
Great ballpark. If you haven't been there, and hey, if you have come out to hear our shows in the past, you may have won some. We gave away 3 pairs of Braves tickets last time.
Last time we had 3 pairs of Braves tickets. Today we just got T-shirts, but
we got some good T-shirts. Though.
Yeah, well, definitely from the Marines. I mean, so there's no better part of the service than being a Marine, right?
Absolutely, yeah. The United States Marines provided us with these great ESPN Savannah shirts, 1400, 104.3. So, yeah, if you are listening here at World of Beer, and, yeah, there's a lot of great people here. And
Come by and say hi, and we'll give you a shirt.
Hey, all you got to do, come by and say hi. We're nice. We're not going to bite.
All right, Coach, jumping in here. Let's give you the lineup. We're going to start off talking about Major League Baseball highlights for 2018 right up until this point. We'll get into inning number two, which is roughly, I'd say, about 617, 620. We'll talk about the Braves All-Stars, four selections.
Four.
Name four. Okay, and then we'll get into inning number three, roughly about 633. We'll talk about the potential moves at the trade deadline for the Braves and everybody else. Mercado, everybody's talking Mercado. Might be a Chanky, you know what I mean?
He very well could be. There's about 12 teams that are vying for his services, and we're going to break it down for
you. But we're going to get into that because it's something annoys me about Mr. Machado that we're going to get into, okay? Then we'll finish out the first game of our doubleheader. First game from 6 to 7, second game from 7 to 8. We'll break down your league, the NL Focus, or
the
my league, too.
Senior circuit.
I mean, the senior circuit, but I love the Braves now, and I probably know more about the Braves than I do the Yankees.
That's pretty crazy, but hey, you do.
I've been here for 23 years.
All right. I'm going to give you that. So, all right. We got some other fun stuff coming up back into the show.
All right. Let's go to the second hour. Wait. Let's go to the second hour. Don't forget, we'll come back on about 7:03. We'll talk about the Junior League, the AL. Then we're going to focus on some local players. Tyler Batchelor, Calvary Day School, South Georgia College, now a New York Met. Got to love it. 69 Mets, baby. And then we'll get an interview with the World of Beer manager. Who's that tonight?
Yeah, we're going to bring on Philip. He is our World of Beer manager. He's going to tell us about some of the great specials they got going on here, and they got a couple of really cool events we want to tell you about.
And then we'll wrap up the show roughly about 7:45, see how small we are, a little baseball trivia.
Oh, I got some good ones for
Maybe
you,
we'll
Coach.
Get into a little second-half predictions, what's going on. But, you know, they say who's ever in first place July 4th has a good shot of winning the whole thing.
I think you're pretty right.
Okay, so let's go. What has been the first-half Major League highlights for you?
Highlights have been... It's been pretty crazy thus far. You got some of the blue bloods that are leading some of the divisions right now. You got old classic AL East race right now. Literally, there could be a team in the AL East that wins 105 games and still has to play a wild card game, which just baffles me. And the other thing is the Atlanta Braves. Of course, we are the flagship for the Atlanta Braves right
that's,
here.
That's a ESPN, highlight for me.
Yeah, ESPN Savannah Hilton Head, 104.3, 1400 AM, 92.7. They're a year earlier to the party. They got four guys going to the dance right now.
Let's go back to March when we did our first show. I said they would be in the hunt right away.
You did say that. I said they were going to be a good team. They're going to make some good. You proved me wrong. You proved me wrong thus far.
It's not over yet.
No. Okay. But they have made some substantial improvements right now.
They got your tongue tied there, buddy.
Yeah, you did. But anyway, it's a fun ball club. They're a little bit early to the party. They're one of my favorites. Of course, you could talk about Shohei Ohtani. You could talk about the Baby Bombers. I could talk about, I'm just throwing a shameless plug for my Cubs, but I'll do that later. I got like five lined up.
And don't forget, you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Reddit. We're hanging out at the World of Beer downtown Savannah at 112.
Oh, yeah, 112 West Broughton Street. Come on out and see us. Grab a T-shirt. Say hi. Have a drink with us. We're talking baseball till 8 o'clock.
All right, so we got the Braves. They're a big highlight. We got some, I'm telling you right now, another big highlight for me, and I know I'm talking the Braves. I mean, you got to talk about the right fielder, Mikakis.
Just the guy that has played the most games in Major League Baseball history without making a Major League Baseball All-Star game. He's 34 years old. I got some really cool stats that we're going to throw out a little bit later, and it's just a testament to he's just been a good, solid ball player, and he's having himself a little Indian summer right now.
Nick Mikakis.
Markakis. Or Cakes.
It's the Greek name.
Him.
Sorry, Charlie K, if you're listening. The Greek name always throws me off, you know?
You're from New York. You know a few Greek people. I'm from Chicago.
No, where I grew up, it was Italian and Jewish people, so I can't help you. Not many Irish, not many Greeks, not many Polish. It's Italian and Jewish people.
Yeah, we'll go to Chicago. We have all of them.
You got all of them. And talk about your Chicago Cubs. How about the Brew Crew, man?
I was about to say, they are not going to get worse. This is a fun team. They have a shutdown guy in their bullpen, Josh Hader, making his first All-Star.
Oh, he's a hater.
Oh, don't be a hater. In fact, if you look at Joel Sherman's article on MLB Network, that's, of course, he's going to throw the hater comment because that's just too darn easy. But they went out there, like I said in our last show, they went out, added Lorenzo Cain, added Christian Yelich, all bolster an already strong offensive lineup. And, of course, the fan pick, the last vote in, is another Milwaukee Brewer they got in Jesus Aguilar, a guy who's actually given my Cubs a lot of fits so far this year. They're a fun team. They could go out and make some moves. And, so I'm not really surprised, but, the Central's nasty. We're up against it.
We're up against the clock. It goes so quick. The first inning is already over. Do you believe that, buddy?
1, 2, 3.
Right, my biggest highlight for the first half, and I'll let you choose yours before we go to a commercial break here, it's just about the Braves. Nick Markakis and
Ozzie Albies.
I'm just getting tongue-tied here, okay? It's been a long day, so let's go on. So I guess we weren't loud enough?
Oh, apparently. All right, Cody, we'll go ahead and fix that, all right?
We'll go and fix that, but we'll be back with the second inning.
Take a break.
Of the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here at the World of Beer at
112 West Broughton Street, downtown Savannah. Come out and see us.
Come out and see the coach, Carl DeMasi and the fanatic, Kyle Lawson, and
that's
get yourself a T-shirt. It's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and now 92.7 over at Hintland Island, and we'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Now, back to Carl and Kyle.
And welcome back to the World of Beer, downtown Savannah at
112 West Broughton Street, downtown Savannah. Hey, you know, this is live radio. This is going to happen. Bring us back, Coach.
It's the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. So we're already into the second inning, buddy. This flies by.
It does fly by. I mean, of course, you're going to be here from 6 to 8 p.m. Please come by. Like Coach said, we're at 112 West Broughton Street. We're giving away some great ESPN T-shirts. Thanks to our good friends at the United States Marine Corps. We got a good group of people out here, a bunch of great beers. There's also some good food you can order here. I'm actually going to might get some wings here in a little bit here, but
just throw me a hot dog or burger, I'll be happy.
Dog and a beer. Okay.
So, but anyway, big week coming up. It's Midsummer Classic.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game. It's going to be played, of course, in Washington D.C. NL East rival territory. Of course, the home of the Washington Nationals, and four Atlanta Braves have made the cut. And three are starting the game.
Well, you know, what I got to say is, you know, Nick Markakis, Freddie Freeman, and Ozzie Albies. Who's the other starter? Markakis, Freddie Freeman.
Well, yeah, so
Albies is starting?
Albies is not starting.
He's a reserve.
My mistake, we actually
right.
have two starters.
Two starters.
Bad because a certain guy named Javier Baez from my Chicago Cubs is starting.
Oh, I was waiting for this
all night. Yeah.
Albies was leading the whole time.
And honestly, you could make an argument that he should be starting, but it was a great push.
20 home runs!
To vote for him right now. He's killing it.
How about a great story last night? He hits two home runs, and his mom is there seeing him do it.
Oh, man, that was great. And, boy, they got out early. It was 6-0 before you know it. And they really backed up Mike Foltynewicz, who, of course, made it to his first All-Star team. So let's go ahead and talk about these All-Stars for the Braves right now. Of course, Freddie Freeman makes his third All-Star Game appearance. He, of course, made it as a reserve in 2013 and 2014. He was interviewed, and he goes, of course, it means the world. He doesn't look for the recognition, but guess what? He's the captain of the Braves. He's happy to have this recognition, and he's starting his first All-Star Game. He's earned it.
And he got the most votes for the NL.
Yeah, you could say
Over 4 million votes. Freddie Freeman was number one for the AL.
I was about to say.
NL, not AL.
For the AL, I'll say, if you want me to tell you, it was most hits for the AL.
He had a grand total of 4,039,219 votes. Freeman is a third-time All-Star, making his first start, first appearance since 2004. He came into this week with a .938 OPS, 16 homers and 58 ribbies.
Yeah, and plays some pretty solid defense. We know that.
Oh, he's a Gold Glover.
Yeah, I would say so. He's playing Gold Glove defense right now. Always glad for one of the good guys in baseball to get that nod.
One of the best hitters.
No, hands down. Hands down right now. And
right now, I think for the past 5 years, he's been one of the best hitters in Major League Baseball.
He gets overshadowed with a rebuilding ball club, but the Braves are early to the party. And
Who's rebuilding? And stop saying early to the party. They're there, buddy.
Hey, all right. Let's think about this right now. So Ozzie Albies makes it as a reserve. You could have made the argument that he could have been a starter, but he's there. He plays phenomenal. He's a part of that great double play tandem with Dansby Swanson. And I want to get to Nick Markakis. He makes his first Major League All-Star Game appearance after 1,928 games, 29 after last night, in a career that includes nearly 2,200 hits. No other player has played more games. The second would be Ron Fairley of the 1973 Expos.
Montreal.
Yeah, I was about to say, no some more.
And we lost La Grande Orange this year, too.
Le Grand Orange, the Rusty Stobe. But, yeah, he played nearly 1,900 games, 1,866 games before getting that. And he just said it is what it is. I mean, he's just kind of got that laissez-faire attitude about it. It's just great to see him there. And we're really happy for
you're really going for the French, right? A laissez-faire, a French on Sunday in the World Cup?
I read the book about the Montreal Expos. Oh,
okay.
Right.
Sorry, so wrong sport.
Yeah, it's no, it's about the Expos.
I know it is, but I was talking about France making to the World Cup.
Yeah,
I thought that's why you were throwing in a little French there.
No, that's not why I was doing that at all. And sorry, England went out. There's a lot of my Manchester United boys on that team. Broke my heart. I don't want to talk about it right now.
All right, let's go back to baseball.
Baseball here. So, okay, Mike Foltynewicz, a guy that we've been talking about since last year.
Folty.
Illinois area guy, or Chicago area guy, I should say. And he's finally got the control down. He's pitched incredibly well. It's just really good to see him get this nod. He's got a 2.37 ERA in 17 starts. And he's only allowed 25 runs under 95 innings. And 11 of those, they've been within the first two innings. So if he can get out of that, he gets through those early control problems, which I feel that he has. He's a piece.
I got trivia for you.
Oh, you got some trivia? Go.
Yeah, Ozzie Albies. Okay. He's 21 years of age and 182 days. Who is the youngest Braves to make the All-Star game before him? Come on, you're a baseball Brave buff. There's a statue.
All right. So, okay. Yeah, there's a lot of statues out there. I don't know.
They did a whole week for this guy.
Oh, it's too
He is still, in my mind, the all-time home run hitting king in baseball.
It's Hank Aaron.
Okay.
Aaron
was 21 years of age and 157 days old.
When he made the Milwaukee Braves.
Right, Milwaukee Braves.
Milwaukee Braves.
Boston Braves, Milwaukee Braves, Atlanta Braves. It's all there, buddy. It's the Braves.
Well, yeah, if you go back to 1871, they're there. But what I wanted to do right now is go through. Let's go ahead and just look at the starters right now.
Go right ahead.
See if maybe there was anybody that,
Hey, there was life. Thank you.
On here. Got ourselves a night game. Now we're talking.
We got the spotlights. We're the big men in the show right here.
Okay, so let's go ahead and let's look at the starting lineups for both the AL and the NL for next Tuesday's All-Star game.
Let's start with the Junior League.
Okay, let's go American League. So starting at first base, not a big surprise to me, Jose Abreu is playing on a rebuilding Chicago White Sox team. He's a second-time All-Star, first-time starter. He's been the one bright spot in the lineup right now. 766 OPS, which is down a little bit, but he's also got 27 doubles, 12 home runs right now, and he actually fended off a late charge, and Yuli Gurriel almost beat him out to start. But
Abreu had 1.83 million, where Gurriel's had 1.65 million.
That's so. Right. So we'll go over to second base. Big
but
shock.
Before you jump on here, Jose Abreu, another old veteran guy, deserves this. He deserves to start like Freddie Freeman.
Well, he's been in
he's been around a long time.
5 or 6 years.
That's it for Jose Abreu?
Yeah, honestly, but keep in mind, he's basically a 10-year veteran. You think of the 4 years he played professionally in Cuba.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
He came over, but, yeah, he's been a linchpin in the Sox.
I didn't count Cuba.
It's a tough league.
Oh, yeah.
City Nacional.
I know. I didn't count Cuba, though.
Well, I didn't either, and obviously we can't get those games here.
All right, so let's go to second base.
Okay, so second base, big shocker, Jose Altuve, as they said at the White House. And the shocker, the 5'6" man, six-time All-Star, making his fourth straight start. I'm not really that surprised. Here's a nasty slash line right now, 339, 406, and 482 right now. Slugging's down a little bit, but, of course, he's playing for the World Championship.
He only got 4.8 million votes. Who cares? He was the highest vote getter.
No,
so.
Oh, no big deal at all. So we go to third base right now. We got Jose Ramirez with the Indians right now. Got the starting spot with a third-place finish in the AL voting last year. And we'll move on to shortstop because I want to focus on this guy, and he's going to be the focus of our show quite a bit. Manny Machado playing on a last-place Baltimore team right now. He's a four-time All-Star, but actually only beat Carlos Correa out by 56,000 votes, so testament to the Orioles fans voting. We go to the outfield right now in Mookie Betts, third-time starter, not yet 26, just hit his 100th home run, and he's having an even better season when his MLB MVP season was in 2016, and he entered last Sunday leading the majors in batting average at 343, slugging at 679, and his ops at a mind-boggling
1.12.
Good Lord. That's
all right, let's talk about the Fishman in center field.
The Fishman, just the best guy.
The guy from Jersey, but he's playing in California.
Yeah, he's from near Philly, Jersey, though.
But he's in Jersey. I don't care what you say.
All right. Mike Trout, I don't know, he's what I always thought a healthy Mickey Mantle would look like. There he is. He's having what I think is to be his best season. Big shocker, elected to his seventh All-Star game right now. Sixth straight year, he finished with the most votes in the American League. His WAR is a 6.8 right now, which is insane according to Baseball Reference. Nearly 7 at this point. and he's putting him on pace right now to have one of the greatest individual season history. I'd say top
five. All right, let's go to the judges' chambers.
All right, judges' chambers. Here come the judge.
No sophomore slump for this guy.
No, it ain't going to happen. What's he got right now?
25 home runs.
Yeah, that's all wrong with that. And just a 970 ops, no big deal. And he'll be there. But he will not be defending his home run derby
touch. Because it's gonna mess up my swing. I can't go in the home run derby. But Harper's there, Freeman's there. It's gonna mess up my swing.
Because it does, and
Come on. That's a whole.
I had a feeling you and I were gonna disagree on that.
Part. Go, you're there for the fans. You should be part of the home run derby.
Okay,
so National League, first base,
right.
Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman. But of course, AL catcher Wilson Ramos.
Oh, I forgot about Wilson.
Team right now.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. But he beat out Brian McCann by nearly a million votes and having a good year at the Trop. So let's go over to the senior circuit. Let's look at our starters.
First base,
right,
Freddie
now.
Freeman.
Big shocker. Early MVP candidate for the reborn Braves. They're here early to the party, but they're here. And
he's a broken record, people. They're not early for the party. They're where they belong. That's all I got to say. Let's go. Come on. Hurry up.
Moving.
Freddie Freeman, let's go to second base. I'm flipping you the ball at second base.
All right.
Look at the smile on this guy's face from ear to ear.
I am very excited.
Ear to ear. I'm painting a picture for you. He's got his South Bay Cubs.
What I didn't realize when the year started was that Javier Baez of my Chicago Cubs would end up beating out Ozzie Albies in the voting. Cubs back.
That killed me. Ozzie was leading
the
whole race.
I expected him to be on the bench. Quite frankly, I don't care. I like the accolade. But he edged him by 132,000 votes. He's El Mago. He's the magic man. He does incredible things at second base. He does things I've never seen.
He does things nobody else would do. He doesn't follow the directions. He's got his own little attitude. But that's another story with Javier Baez.
I could not disagree with you more on that. But he's become a much better defender. Of course, once he lays off his sliders, which he has been, he's been killing it. And he makes some of the most dynamic plays I've ever seen. And
third base.
I'll talk to you all day. Big shocker, Nolan Arenado. Consistency has been the hallmark of his career. Guy's got 5 gold gloves. To me, he's the best third baseman in baseball right now. And, of course, he's starting the All-Star game yet again. Big shocker there. We move over to shortstop.
This is a shocker.
Brandon, really?
I didn't think Brandon Crawford was going to be starting shortstop.
He's a 3-time gold glover. This is his second All-Star game. And, you know, he's had a really – if you would have seen him play in May, he was killing it in May and June. And he's, of course, the premier defender at his position. I really think so. And not very surprised to see him get voted. So we might disagree on that. But let's go to the outfield. And, of course, the man we mentioned before, 34 years old, after more than 2,000 hits, Nick Markakis makes his first Major League All-Star game, and he is starting. Think about it. He's got over 2,000 hits, 900 RBIs, 800 walks, and 450 doubles. And he's deserved the recognition. I think that's fantastic. And he's had an NL high, 112 hits.
And, of course, everybody says the fans shouldn't vote for the starters. Well, this man deserved it. 3.5 million votes to start. And I think the fans noticed that Nick Markakis deserved this.
No, he really did. And this has been a big surprise and just a real big treat for Braves fans. And another guy that's a comeback player in his age 33 season, Matt Kemp. A guy that I thought was...
Played with the Braves.
Yeah, played with the Braves last year, kind of rekindled his career, got a one-year deal to come back with the Dodgers. He's hitting .317, getting on base at a .355 clip right now. His ops right now is .905. He's 33.
Another old guy in the outfield.
And a guy that they didn't expect to really be starting. It was going to be a platoon situation. And, you know, he's been a big part of their offense right now. And, of course, Bryce Harper, the hometown boy of the All-Star game. It's been a frustrating year for him, but hey,
big time.
This is one of those where the fans vote, and he may not deserve to be in there, but he is, because he is, to me, the second best player in the sport.
And what's even great about this year's Midsummer Classic for the second year in a row? There's nothing tied to it. No home field advantage. They can go out and play. They can have a good time.
I
think it's pretty good.
One of the worst things I've ever heard when, oh, great, a game that didn't count in the middle of the summer where basically it's just for, it shouldn't even be for bragging rights. It's more for the fans than anything like that. You worry about a tie? Big deal. Who cares?
All right, we spent a lot of time on the All-Stars, buddy.
Those are your starters right now.
We'll talk about pitching later.
Yeah, I'd say we got some good, we got some interesting names, and then some that you're obviously going to see. They haven't announced the starters for the game yet, but we will get into. I got a few good ideas of who it.
We can go in between innings. We could drag it on in the next segment. Next segment,
yeah.
Our main focus will be potential moves at the trade deadline. If any Braves are going to be involved, you know, a minor league update. What's going on with the Gwinnett Braves and the rest of them? And we'll talk about that once again.
It's pretty fluid right now.
Come on down. We're at the World of Beer at.
Oh, you can come on down, 112 West Broad Street, get a bunch of great T-shirts. It's a beautiful night here in Savannah. I mean, come on, talk some baseball with us. We don't bite. And, yeah, I'm going to try to stump the coach on some trivia questions. I've got some about his beloved New York Yankees that I'm not sure he's going to get, but he may surprise me.
Yeah, well, I'll come up with a couple that he won't get. But, anyway, just to remind you, you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. We'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Who's on first? Here's Carl DeMasi and Kyle Lawson.
And welcome back to the Who's on First Major League Baseball Show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And we're a live remote at the World of Beer at 112
West Broughton Street, downtown Savannah. Come on out and see me and the coach. We got plenty of T-shirts right now. We're talking a little baseball here. We're going to take you up to 8 o'clock tonight. The Braves are, of course, off tonight, coming off a big win last night, 9-5. Over the Toronto Blue Jays, and they will be back at it tomorrow night, and you can hear that right here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM. We will get you started. First pitch is at 7:35.
We're up to the third inning here. We wanted to talk trade, and let's start it off with the man that's getting all the ink, getting all the love.
Okay.
Little shortstop from the Baltimore Orioles.
Well, of course, third base? Who?
Third base? No, he doesn't play third base.
What?
He plays shortstop.
Yeah, whatever.
He belongs at third base. But Manny Machado don't want to play third base.
Well, Manny Machado does not want to play third base. Of course, he wants to play shortstop. But
Manny Machado can go play third base if the New York Yankees give him $5 million, $50 million, whatever they're going to give him.
They're going to give him quite a bit of money.
Right.
But here's the deal right now. With Machado right now, he is a rental. He's coming up on his free agency year. And
we're ditching it in the bar so nobody can hear us, so we don't get the feedback. So let's go.
No, we can hear it just fine. Actually, I think everybody can hear us better this way.
Well, I know. We're both loud.
Yeah. Well,
you from Chicago, me from New York. Hey, you got a fan waving to you.
Hey, okay. Hey, we got some fans coming in here. World of Beer.
Oh,
right
and
now.
He's got a Cubby shirt on. We're in trouble.
Shirt coming on, but I'm sorry.
All right, let me bring you back. We're talking about the trade deadline now.
All right, so we're talking about the trade deadline. Of course, the biggest piece, of course, is Manny Machado playing in a last place Baltimore club right now.
But won't play shortstop for it. Won't play anything else but shortstop for people.
You know what? He's a third baseman. He'll play short under the right. He will play third under the right circumstances right now.
Will he play for the Yankees third base?
It's possible. Okay. It all depends on who they want to trade for him right now. I mean, how bad do you want a rental? Do you feel that Machado is this magic bullet that's automatically going to get you there?
No.
Okay, there's a lot of teams that do that are willing to go out that have the farm system resources to go out and make these choices.
Right.
I can tell you right now, the Braves will not do that. Of course, it's going to be a common thing. Why wouldn't they go out there and get that? Honestly, if you're asking me about some deadline moves, and read a great article by David O'Brien from the AJC, Atlanta Journal-Constitution, for those of you not from Atlanta, don't assume a lot of big moves. And I think they may try to bolster the pen. You know, they may look at a starter if there's one available. And honestly, the well's kind of dry right now. Machado is the hot name right now. I could see him going to the Yankees. They have those pieces. I think you only go after a guy like that if you feel that he's going to be that magic bullet that's going to get you to the promised land, or if you feel like you got an honest chance to actually sign him in the offseason. That's a big risk, but I think they need to deal for him sooner or later. And, if you're asking me, is he part of the Yankees' plans? It's possible. It all depends right now. You know, they're talking about, I heard a good report earlier today, Ben Nicholson-Smith was on he's with the Athletic right now. He was talking about potentially packaging him with a guy like Zach Britton. Of course, he was a hot trade target, you know, good shutdown middle relief guy, kind of in the mold of Andrew Miller, but can he stay healthy?
Anytime you got a lefty, somebody's going to be interested.
Well, yeah, okay, a lefty shutdown guy.
Right.
But the matter with him with his health, the Yankees are a potential
landing spot. You know, the first two and a half months, he didn't play.
No, he really didn't, but they are a good, I think the Yankees are a good landing spot. I wouldn't rule the Red Sox out either. I also wouldn't rule out a team like the Brewers, a team that, and I'm going to go back about 10 years right now. The Brewers made that move for a playoff push in 2008. with the young Ryan Braun. They got in as the wild card. They went out there and they got CC Sabathia from Cleveland.
Right.
And they gave up a lot. They gave up their top prospect, which, you know, luckily for them, didn't really pan out. They traded a guy like Matt LaPorta. He ultimately didn't work out in Cleveland, but it ultimately didn't work out for the Brewers. But they have shown a willingness to do that. And David Stearns, who I think is one of the better GMs in the National League, wouldn't rule it out. Wouldn't rule him out going to about six teams. The Diamondbacks, the Dodgers, I could see him going to the Yankees or the Red Sox. I could see him going to Milwaukee. I don't think there's any chance he would go to a team like let's say the Cubs, and it would not make any sense for an up-and-coming team like the Braves to make that kind of move. I mean, because they're going to ask for a guy like Austin Riley. You're going to ask for that top pick. You're not going to get him, and there's no point in doing that. Slow play this. Alex Anthopoulos has been through this before, and it's just not going to happen. So we look at a couple other potential trade pieces right now. I do want to talk about the New York Mets right now, and what about Zach Wheeler? I think he could be a consistent trade. I think he's a consistent trade chip, and I think they move. Everything's going wrong for the Mets right now. That's a ball club that simply can't hit lefties. They can't keep their pitchers healthy. And I look at a guy like Zach Wheeler to potentially get moved. I will throw out the names Jacob DeGrom and Noah Syndergaard.
Not happening.
If you got the right offer.
Right, if you got the right offer, but it's never going to happen.
Let me ask you this. The clock's ticking right now, and you're looking at, okay, a window closing way quicker than they thought they were after they won that 2015 pennant. Would you move a guy like DeGrom if you got the right haul? I mean, it would have to be impressive. But you're looking at a guy that's got team control going into, I want to say 2022 right now, you know, before he actually hits his free agency.
It's just tough because my personal feeling is you got to have a pitching staff. You don't have a pitching staff, you're not going anywhere. And you're getting away, you're giving away, I don't know if you're giving them away, but you're getting ready to, two of the best pitchers in Major League Baseball. Yes, the Mets have to dealt with a lot of injuries with their starting pitches, but I don't know if I would trade my two best pitchers away.
Yeah, I think it's a tough one right now, so you really have to decide. And, of course, you know, they're having trouble, of course, you know, health issues with the front office with Sandy Alderson. These are really the three big names that I see glaring at the deadline. There's going to be middle relief moves made by just about every team. That seems to be the big need for a lot of these clubs. Like Philadelphia, I wouldn't see that. I wouldn't be surprised if they wouldn't mind looking to upgrade at third base or right field. But they've got strong pitching. Aaron Nola's killing it. He's going to be in the All-Star game. But the names that really have jumped out for me that you may see some movement, it would not surprise me to see in the right situation a move for a guy like Noah Syndergaard. I think it's a very outside chance for Jacob DeGrom. Manny Machado is going somewhere, and I can't wait to see.
I think Wheeler would go before those two go.
Oh, heck yeah. No, you're looking at a third starter right there that
right.
fits in if he's healthy. But the whole Machado thing, I can't wait to see because it is going to be a massive haul.
Machado.
But they need to get moving sooner or later. And, you know, we're looking at basically 2 weeks from now. So up against it.
We got to move out of here too, buddy.
Oh, we're up against it too?
So really the only really big trade name is Manny.
Yeah, it's Manny Machado. We're going to wait and see. Something could happen next week. We don't know. But, Coach, we got to take a break. We got a lot to cover, though.
And the last segment going to end the first game of the Who's On First Major League Baseball show on ESPN. We're going to delve into the senior circuit. We're going to talk about the NL. We're going to talk about division news. We're going to talk about pennant races and, of course, injuries. There's a lot of them going on right now. You're listening to the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the fanatic, Kyle Lawson, right here at the World of Beer at
112 West Broughton Street, downtown Savannah, Georgia. Come out and see us.
We got T-shirts
right now.
Oh, we want to give away T-shirts. So stop on by, and you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And we'll be right back after we hit some balls.
Yeah. It's the Coach and Kyle on ESPN Radio.
And welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. And it's all on AM 1400, FM 104.3, 92.7, ESPNCoastal.com. We're on your smartphone. Download the new ESPN mobile app and go to Savannah Hilton Head. We're there. It's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the fanatic, Kyle Lawson, who's also the voice of the Pride of the Lions.
Yeah, Pride of the Lions.
We're getting there soon.
Yeah, I would say we're getting ready to start things up here.
Month away, baby.
Yeah, I'd say a month away. We got some summer practices already done. We're getting ready, and we're going to talk some high school football, and we're going to be talking with all the coaches with St. Andrew's School, talk a little Lions football, and we're also going to be I'm also going to be working with Savannah Christian again this fall.
Red Raiders. Yeah. Sorry, they're not the Red Raiders. I get in trouble for saying that. They're the Raiders.
Raider Report, yeah. So Raider Report and Pride of the Lions, yeah. So we'll be talking with all the coaches at both of those programs. I'm really looking forward to it. But, Coach.
Well, we're talking baseball here, the Who's on First Major League Baseball show right here live on ESPN Savannah Hill Net. We got about 7 minutes to go here, and we want to talk about a little bit about the senior circuit.
Okay,
the National League.
Yes.
We're going to start in the east, the west, or the central.
Well, you know what? We're talking a little east to begin with, so let's stay with that right now. We like to do every time we do the Who's on First Major League Baseball show, take you around each league. We kind of do just kind of a real quick kind of whirlwind around right now. So let's stay with the East right now. If you look at the standings right now, the Atlanta Braves are in a mathematical tie with the Philadelphia Phillies.
And they're a year away from the party.
I just say they're a year early to the party.
They're a year early
good
to the party.
Good for them. I'm happy they're here. I expected them to be a 500 club. I'm going to keep saying that. I can't back away from it right now, but I am a believer. This is a very good club, and I can't wait to see what they're going to do in the second half. But
11
right
games
now,
over 500. I think they'll hang in there.
Yeah, they're hanging in there right now, also against a tough Philadelphia team that's got a really strong pitching staff. Aaron Nola has been a revelation right now. Braves have had a little bit of a tough 10-game streak right now, 4-6, but got back to their winning ways last night against Toronto. Of course, a 9-5 victory, and they have their next game. They're off tonight, of course, but you can actually catch the action right here on the flagship station of the Atlanta Braves, ESPN Savannah Hilton Head 104.3, 1400 AM Savannah Hilton Head,
and 92.7 in Hilton.
92.7. Oh yeah, I got to throw that out there too. So anyway, first pitch tomorrow.
Washington's still hanging around there, buddy.
Yeah, they're still hanging out there, but of course the Braves could start at 7:35. Washington is going to hang around there. My big concern with them, it's all about health. You got guys like Max Scherzer. He's going to be there. He's likely going to be the starter for the All-Star game. They're still looking to get a guy like Steven Strasburg back and get healthy, and they've got a very underperforming Bryce Harper right now. I'm not worried about that. It's going to be a three-team race throughout the rest of the way, because if you look at it, you got three teams separated by 5.5 games. Philadelphia has a really strong offense. Rhys Hoskins, of course, he's going to participate in the Home Run Derby, and they're a tough team. They're not going anywhere. It's going to be a three-team fight. I do say I think Washington has more depth. If anybody, we're going to go ahead and take the lead against two young ball clubs, it's going to be them. But we're going to wait and see, and I'm actually very surprised it's a three-horse race right now in the East. So
we got to go through.
We got to go to the Central.
We got to go through the dog days of summer, so we don't know what's going to happen at NL
East. So everybody's going to get their guaranteed 4 days off unless you're taking in your festivities in Washington, D.C. Of course, it's going to be next Tuesday, Home Run Derby being on Monday. And it's going to be a heck of a stretch. And, of course, you got the trade deadline on the 31st. So let's go over to the Central right now.
And the Cubs are hanging in there.
Cubs are hanging in there.
One half behind the Brew Crew.
Well, 1.5 back right now after a tough loss.
Best home record in baseball. Well, not in baseball, in the National League.
In the National League, hands down. And Milwaukee right now is 55-38 as we sit right now. And they're not going away. This is a tough ball club. They went out and they made the tough moves they have to make. They're a team I would not be surprised if they went out and added, you know, potentially another starter. They're still looking to get a guy like Jimmy Nelson back in the rotation on a regular basis. He's had his health issues.
They talked about Washington in the NL East. I think the Cardinals are hanging around. You don't think they got it?
No, they're 3 games over right now, and they're 7 games out overall. There is a lot of chaos in that clubhouse right now, of course, with issues between Mike Matheny, who really doesn't even speak to Dexter Fowler. And, I mean, you're under a microscope. I mean, that is a baseball-crazy city. I'm, of course, not a big fan of it, being from Chicago, but they are struggling right now and a little bit of a team in transition, but you can't count them out. They're a decent ball club, but this is a two-horse race in the Central. I mean, come on. And if I were to say, if Milwaukee, they're not afraid to go out and add a big piece to their system, or to their 25-man roster if it's a controllable asset. If it's the right move, Stearns will go out and make it. They are a middle-market team. This to me, I still say I think the Cubs are going to pass them, but this is a wild card team. I truly believe that. So I think it's going to come down to, you know, a lot of health, and are they going to continue to get good pitching in Milwaukee? I ultimately think the Cubs are going to take over. Let's go out to
2 minutes to go to the West. 2 minutes to go to West.
Oh, that's not going to be a problem at all. Arizona right now leading the way. currently 9 games over .500 right now, 4-6 in their last 10. They're getting ready for a divisional matchup later tonight. Earlier today they were playing the Colorado Rockies. Go ahead and get you that result in a little bit. The Dodgers, after getting off to a terrible start and dealing with some crazy injuries, they're getting pieces back, but they also got contributions from guys you wouldn't have expected. You're looking at a former Rule 5 guy in Max Muncy, who was he was in the last vote to get into the All-Star game.
Yep.
And
Rule 5.
Yeah, Rule 5 guy.
Took him a while to get out of the minor leagues.
It took a while, and of course he was formerly, you know, I believe with the Oakland A's. Quote me if I'm wrong. And but I still think it's going to come down to Arizona and the Dodgers. I think San Francisco, although they are hanging around right now, only 3 games out, it is a closer race. And, of course, with Colorado being 3.5 games out right now, I don't know. It would really shock me to not see the Dodgers come out on top at the end of the season right now. Arizona is hold and serve. It's just a matter of them staying healthy. And actually, Zach Greinke just got added to the All-Star Game roster, so good for him. He's taking the place of John Lester from my Chicago Cubs. But that's just because John Lester's pitching on Sunday, and quite frankly, I don't want him pitching in a dog and pony show. I'd rather keep him healthy for the second half. So that's the round table. Pretty much everything's the same from last month when we talked before, and I really think this is the way it's going to shake out. It's going to be a two-horse race in the Central and the West, but it's a three-horse race in the East. I can't wait for it.
I'm still going to go. It's still a 14 race in the West for me. I mean, I don't think that division anybody's got to solidify.
Do you really believe that much in Colorado?
Yes, I do. I don't think anybody's going to solidify that until the end of August, well, the middle of September. So it's going to be a dogfight there. We're running up against the clock. You're listening to the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, right here at the World of Beer at
112 West Broughton Street, downtown Savannah. Come on and say hello. We still got a ton of t-shirts.
Nobody's coming in to say hello.
Somebody wants a t-shirt.
You got to come get a t-shirt.
Okay.
We got a lot of t-shirts out there waving at us right now.
Well, that's always a plus. So, we got some great t-shirts thanks to our good friends at the United States Marine Corps. So there's a t-shirt. Coach, take us out.
And you're listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hillnet. Game number 2 coming back at 7:03.
It's Who's On First with the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Kyle Lawson.
I mean, the fellow's name on first base.
Who?
The guy on first base.
Who is on first?
Talking all things baseball on ESPN Radio.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base.
Woo! Here's Carl and Kyle.
And good evening, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome back. Game number 2, that's right, the second hour of the Who's On First Major League Baseball show. And the show is presented by the World of Beer at 112 West Broughton Street. Come on down, say hello. You got the coach, Carl DeMasi. You got the baseball fanatic, Kyle Olson.
Get me a
free t-shirt. Okay, and it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillnet. Well, game number 1's in the book, buddy. That one really quick.
That was a quick hour.
I know, very quick hour.
Say we covered a little bit. We talked some Braves. We gave you the lineups for
the All-Stars.
All-Star game coming up next Tuesday night.
Talk about I don't want to play third base for anybody.
Yeah, nobody
trade
wants
trade deadline.
Oh, get out of here. Honestly, wherever Machado goes, it's going to be an impressive haul.
Machado, I don't play third base. I play shortstop.
Hey, he's earned it.
He's not a shortstop, though.
No.
He's a third baseman.
Well, we're going to find out.
He thinks he's a shortstop because he plays for the Orioles and he's doing good. All right, so we finished the NL focus where we talked about pennant races and injuries and going on. So now we're going to the Junior League to start the second hour off, and we're talking a little American League baseball. Now we're going to save the East for last because that's a dogfight.
Yeah, so where you can start, got his comments.
But if you start out West, you got a dogfight too, and nobody expected the Mariners to be giving Houston a hard time.
Yeah, I'm actually a little bit surprised by that. That's been a really strong ball club. You got some resurgence from King Felix. Of course, you got James Paxton, Big Maple, going out there and throwing that no-no early in the season. Got attacked by a bald eagle, but we've already covered that. But right now, Houston's holding serve right now, 3-game lead right now. Houston is in first at 62-33 right now, playing some great ball. They lost last night, and they've got they played earlier today against Oakland. Seattle is only 3 games out, and
they lost to Oakland today 6-4, right?
Yes, they did. That is correct.
So now they're only 2.5 up.
Okay.
Well, you know,
the win loss, you would be correct.
Seattle is at the Angels, which you know you can't tell with the Angels.
Yeah, well, the Angels right now, they're in kind of a precarious spot right now. Of course, they got the best player in baseball right now, but there's a lot of talk.
I hope you can say Mike Trout.
Yeah, of course it's Mike Trout.
Not the guy that can pitch and throw or anything like that or hit.
Shohei Ohtani.
That was clutch, though, when he hit that pinch hit home run against the Dodgers.
Yeah, what's great is it's been a fun experiment with a guy that is injured right now, you know, as far as pitching goes. But, you know, it's still, we're talking about a two-way threat. He still has an incredible bat, and it's a project, but ultimately I think he's going to come back later in the year, but I think it's going to be a little too late for the Angels.
All right, before you go any further right here, I know I'm throwing you off a tangent here, and I know you get a little upset when I do this, but I don't think he can be a pitcher and a regular-day player. I don't think anybody in baseball can do that anymore.
Well,
you know, Babe Ruth was an oddity way back when.
Well, yeah, there's only one other example. I mean, that's the crazy thing.
Nobody's been able to do it since.
It's fluid. I'm just going to enjoy it and see what happens. I think he can. I think he can be a productive player and still find a way. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you're pointing at your elbow. I get it. But I still think he's going to come back and contribute to that pitching staff. Do I think that they're anywhere close to a playoff team? Absolutely not.
I just
they're
think
hanging
Major League Baseball is too tough for someone to be a two-position player, especially a pitcher and a hitter.
I would love to see it prove wrong, but history has proven you right time and again. But
baseball purist here, buddy.
Yeah, trust me, I know it. And nothing wrong with that. But right now, Houston is the class of the division. Seattle's making it interesting. I love seeing it right now. And
you think the Angels are going to do something?
No, I really don't. And honestly, I mean, I said Oakland would be a dark horse.
Right.
I still wouldn't rule them out. They're a young ball club. They're a cheap ball club. You don't
eight
know
games over
about
500.
Guys. Yeah, you don't hear about guys like, you know, Matt Olson too much because, I'm sorry, the Oakland A's and you just don't hear a whole lot about them. I mean, of course, being on the East Coast, we're not staying up late to watch these games. They're an underrated ball club, but in the class of Houston, no way.
They beat them today, buddy, 6-4.
Yeah, well, you know.
I know, it's one game. We still got a lot to go.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter right now. Houston's the class of the division. If they want to, if anybody wants to prove me wrong, I'm sorry. They're just
what
a better
game?
Team.
We'll listen to you.
They're just a better team. Okay. And
Central.
Okay, let's move on to the Central. It's the Cleveland Indians versus everybody else.
And everybody else isn't playing very well.
No, I mean, it's not even close, but an 8.5 game.
Minnesota, 41-49. Detroit, 40-55. The White Sox, 31-61.
In their tank year.
Doesn't break your heart that the White Sox are 31-61.
No, and this is their tank year.
Kansas
they want to finish
City,
it.
Though.
Yeah, nobody
Where
expected
have you gone
Kansas
the last two, 3 years?
I'm sorry. Another small market club, and they're starting to have to dismantle the great runs. I mean, they're having to dismantle this team right now. I mean, there's even talk about a guy like Mike Moustakas getting moved. For a
That's
little bit
another
of salary
one the Yankees will be
right
interested
now.
In.
Absolutely. They're going to be looking at that, and it's going to happen sooner or later. Hey, buddy. Say, we got a lot of friends here at World of Beer coming by to say hi.
It's the youngest Cubs fan I've seen.
Yeah, he's good. His dad's teaching him right. I like to see that. Oh, man, that's a sweet look. You got a Tennessee Smokies hat?
Nice hat.
Man,
that's
double
nice.
A, looking good.
That's nice.
All right, I like to hear that. But
I'll even say that's a nice hat.
Well, yeah, you'd be wrong.
All right, anyway, I know I'm blowing
but,
it here
okay,
on
I will
Cleveland.
Say, Let's Cleveland right Cleveland. Now, if you were to make one improvement right now, they need some more bullpen help.
Oh.
Maybe they would think about
that's
adding.
Not an overstatement.
But you could say that about most ball clubs, but I'm sorry, it's the most obvious thing. Kipnis is having kind of a rough year and a big salary,
yes.
And they're looking for maybe some outfield help. They'll probably add an arm at the deadline, but it's their division to win. So let's go over with
all
the time
right,
we've
got
left. And
4 minutes to talk about.
Can we talk about the AL East in 4 minutes?
Yes.
All right.
I know I can. I know you can't.
Oh, I can.
You could spend 30 minutes on this.
I could spend 3 hours on this. All right, Coach. Here it is right now.
Oh,
the Red Sox are
9-1
in their last 10.
Right, they're hot.
They're an unbelievable home and road team. They have the best record in all of baseball. After that record start, they cooled off a little bit. The
Yankees
caught them a little bit right now.
Now
it's an old-fashioned AL East dogfight, the way the good Lord intended. This is what I like to see.
Yankees and the Red Sox.
Okay, the Red Sox are 65-29 right now, and they're getting ready to take on Toronto. That's actually underway right now. Yankees, of course, are taking on the Cleveland Indians in a three-game swing there.
They're going to have a tough one tonight.
Yeah, they are going to have a tough one tonight, but they're only 3.5 games out. What cracks me up about the AL East, and one of the reasons I love this game so much, and I was talking to a good friend of mine that is a huge Red Sox fan, the exact opposite of you.
Bite his tongue, but go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I can. He'll yell at me. But in any rate, there could be the Yankees could win or the Red Sox could win 105 games and still have to play in the one game playoff for the for the wild card.
For the wild card.
It's baffling to think that. But the two best teams not called the Astros are in the East right now, and it's nuts. The fact that one of them is not going to be playing in the ALDS, I just think it's nuts right now. Yankees have one of the best pitchers in the American League right now. Of course, they got Luis Severino. If you were to ask me who would start the All-Star game, depending on I got to look and actually see what his – see when his next start
throw.
Is. Yeah,
right.
When is, yeah, of course. But, yeah, he'd be my pick to start. If not him, it'd be Justin Verlander.
I mean, he's got 14
and,
wins.
Throw in Chris Sale as well. I think the two teams that, I don't know, the comparisons are closer than they have been in a lot of years. You got the Baby Bombers with their bats. Of course, you got Gary Sanchez. Of course, you've got Gleyber Torres making his first All-Star game appearance, former Cubs farmhand, but it was worth it to get Aroldis Chapman. And then you look at Judge and Stanton. And then you look over at the Red Sox right now. You got Andrew Benintendi, who's had his injury problems, and he struggled a little bit. But you've also got guys like Jackie Bradley Jr., and you got Mookie Betts starting in the outfield in the All-Star game right now. So you got thumpers on both sides. You're more of a power team with the Yankees right now. My concern with the Yankees, do you guys have five starters that are going to get you to October? I think you have three once you get to October that could put you on a bit of a run. But there's no way any other team in the AL East is going to catch up with them. I mean, it's a two-horse race once again. And I feel like we're pretty much being a broken record right now. I mean, you look at last month when we were talking about, you know, the division standings. It's basically the same.
Just looking up Severino for you tonight. There, he's in Cleveland. He's the starting pitcher tonight.
Yeah, I know. I knew he was going tonight, and I'm trying to see if I get on the TV.
That's an unbelievable matchup right there.
Well, yeah, you got the Klubot right now against Severino. Severino's come into his own. He's only 24, which still baffles me. And yeah, I mean, and I know
ERA.
I try not to look. Yeah, I look at the ERA more than I look at the win-loss record.
How about the whip?
He is going to get
0.96.
That. 0.96,
buddy. Whip.
Well, move that. I don't have my glasses on.
I'm helping you. 0.96.
And here's why. I don't wear glasses. I just can't see that
I
far.
Do, and it's 0.96.
Yeah.
But, 143 strikeouts, 123 innings. This will be a great game. And like you said, Severino's just been the ace of the Yankee staff.
Red Sox and the Yankees is coming down to health. There are two teams that match up so incredibly even on paper right now.
Right.
It's going to come down to a crazy September.
Gonna, you know, being a Yankee fan, we're going to rely on Tanaka. We're going to rely on Sabathia, both upper elder statesmen. Can they stay healthy? You know, the young pitching has been inconsistent for the Yankees. So, but anyway, we got to finish up with the AL focus here. So it's going to be a dogfight in the East. It's going to be a dogfight in the West. And I think Seattle's going to give Houston a run for their money. And it's just whatever Cleveland wants to do in the Central.
Cleveland might as well just get a pontoon boat and float till October because they're going to win that dang division. I'm sorry. There's nobody that is worth their salt in that division that's going to come up and catch them. So I'm sorry if that was a kind of anticlimactic run around the American League, but here it is.
You're listening to the coach, Carl DeMasi, and the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, on the Who's on First Base Major League Baseball show, brought to you exclusively on ESPN Radio Savannah. Next up, we're going to talk a little local flavor. We're going to talk local players, whether they're playing minor league, major league, wherever they may be playing. We're going to talk about them right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, and we'll be right back after this.
Yeah. Now, back to Carl and Kyle.
And welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here on ESPN Radio. And we're live. We're live at?
Oh, we're over here at World of Beer right in downtown Savannah. Can you actually hear me?
We can.
You can hear me now.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it kind of helps. When
all right. World of Beer. 112 West Broughton Street.
112 West Broughton Street. It helps when I put the daggone headset on. Yeah, that kind of helps right now. But, yeah, come on out and see Coach and I. We're giving away some T-shirts. There's some great beer and great food down here at World of Beer.
Hey, great people, great workers.
Yeah, I was about to say. And, yeah, I know. I got a guy in a Cubs hat just pointing at me. So
Smokey's hat. You can't beat that hat right there, buddy.
Yeah, Christian. Yeah, Christian Eady. Shameless plug. Mark Gonzalez. Yeah, he's here too. Yeah, I'm going to rat you out there, buddy.
His wife's listening. She says I can't get rid of my accent, so I don't know what you're going to do. She's already listening. She knows where we're at.
More Long Island. Yeah, I'm from Long Island. Okay, the Long Island guy. Let's go. Let's talk about our baseball players here. Local guys that are making a little waves in the minor leagues.
Yeah, we've actually got some. We got four players that I want to talk about tonight, and there's some names you may have heard if you've listened to myself and the coach before. But we have some local talent that have made that are making their way through the minor leagues, and actually one player we're going to lead off with tonight that has actually gotten the call within the last month to the major leagues. And of course I'm talking about Tyler Bashler, relief pitcher, right-hander. He's 6 foot tall, 185 pounds, went through the New York Mets system. You may have seen him play for the Savannah Sand Nats a couple years ago, originally from Springfield, Georgia, and he's made three
product
appearances.
Product of Calvary Day School and
Calvary
South
Day
Georgia
School.
State College.
That is correct. He's currently made three appearances right now since he's got the call, 4.76 ERA, over 5 2/3 innings, and hopefully he sticks around. But, yeah, it's for a player that's gone through the system all the way from rookie ball all the way through AAA, it's great for him to get that opportunity, and we're just happy that it's, you know, a Savannah boy that's done well, and he has made his way to the show. So,
you know, it's exciting for me because I watched this kid grow up. I watched my son Dominic DeMasi play against him in Little League and traveling baseball or playing with him at Calvary Day School. When you see one of your local kids make it to the majors, I mean, you knew this kid was special. He was throwing the rock in high school past everybody, but he never really got a really big chance. He was more of a relief pitcher, but he went to South Georgia College, and they gave him a chance to pitch, and signed with the Mets. Nice little 11th round draft pick, 10th round, whatever it may be. And now look what he is. He's already there. And, you know,
he's made it to the show.
He's made it to the show.
Rocking
he said,
that number 51, saw him pitch the other day.
He belongs there.
He really does, and I think he's going to get a lot of opportunities at that Mets bullpen. And, of course, like we talked about.
What bullpen?
Huh?
Yeah, what bullpen?
That's why he's there, to help. So, a big thing right now, yeah, he's going to get some opportunities right there with a organization that's kind of in flux right now. But bottom line.
In flux, a lot of Band-Aids, don't know what they're doing.
A lot of Band-Aids, a lot of ace bandages, this, that, and the other. But congrats to Tyler nonetheless.
And we're going to go to AAA here right now. J.B. Wendelken out of South Effingham High School. Also produced Josh Reddick. Hey, I know I'm jumping off the top here. We don't have to talk about Josh Reddick, but have you seen that field up in Effingham County, the Josh Reddick Baseball Complex?
Oh, man, it is fantastic. All right, we got some more people flowing in right now. Hey, Art, how you doing? But, you know, that talking about a guy that's really giving back. He is giving back to his community for his high school. It's fantastic.
Not his high school's community. He didn't give back to South Effingham High School. He gave back
Pardon me, the community.
The community.
I'm sorry.
It's unbelievable.
But, no, it's really good. And, yeah, it's not a big shocker for a guy that in the offseason he comes back here. You might see him at Bass Pro Shop from time to time, which is right across from our studio, actually.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's there, too.
So.
Thank you. Thank you, Peanut Gallery. And,
hey, you know, we got to have these people here, you know. Keep them on our side.
Hey, we got some listeners here. Hey, if I screw something up, I want you to call me on it, Christian.
I know Kelly will.
No, she won't. She's going to sit over there, and I'm just glad she came to the broadcast.
Hey, you're number one fan, buddy.
I thought you were. But.
Oh, I was. Kelly, I think you are. So, all right, let's go on now.
So, JP right now, he is pitching in the Oakland
JB,
A's system right now.
Five
he's
saves.
Back at AAA after some injury problems.
AAA.
He's with Nashville, correct?
Right, Nashville Sounds. So AAA, he's had two save opportunities, and he's completed them. Right now an ERA of 3.38. As far as strikeout goes, 41 strikeouts in 26 innings.
No, he is definitely a fastball guy. He comes up there, and he's shown it. He's had a cup of coffee in the major leagues.
Yes, he did. He came up with Oakland.
It's not going to surprise me to see him get back with Oakland later in the year, but great job for JB. He's got that arm going again, and just glad to see it. So let's move on right now, and let's talk about Ryan Lawler. And
yes.
When we last spoke with you guys,
he was cut or let go by the Braves.
Actually, he was let go from the Braves system. He'd had some injury issues. He was playing independent league ball in the Frontier League with the normal Corn Belters. Still love that name. I love minor league names overall. But
I'll take the biscuits.
Montgomery Biscuits. Everybody loves that.
All right, I threw you off. Let's go back to Ryan Lawler.
But Ryan Lawler was picked up by the Chicago Cubs organization, and he was sent to their low-A Midwest League affiliate, the South Bend Cubs. And if this is radio, so you can't see this, but everybody else can see it, I'm wearing a South Bend Cubs
That's
shirt right now.
You're listening to the Who's On Baseball, Who's On First Baseball Show. My man here, Kyle Lawson, the baseball fanatic, is representing Ryan Lawler right
I was
here.
About to say, it's you don't know me, you didn't send me the shirt, but guess what? I've got it already, and I'm supporting my South Bend Cubs.
I got to get you to meet Ryan Lawler.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think we got to now. But it's really good for Ryan. He's back in organized baseball right now. He went out and had a good showing in the Frontier League. 3.15 ERA. He got a chance to start three games.
Look at the strikeouts,
pitched
buddy.
Five overall. Yeah, his strikeout numbers. Yeah, just in the 20 innings he threw, he had 31 strikeouts. And, yeah, he got a quick look. And so, of course, Jason McLeod and Jerron Madison, the farm director for the Cubs, didn't have to drive too far to go ahead and give this guy a shot. Throw him in the system. Let's see what he can do. And
but what happened is the guy, the Corn Belters,
yeah,
the manager there, has a very good reputation of bringing guys in there and getting them up back into the major leagues, and that's what happened. He went out there, and the manager, I forget his name, great story. I have it on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report about him getting back to Major League Baseball, but he called the Cubs right away and told them about this kid. This kid don't belong in the Independent League or the Frontier League.
Well, and that's just it. The Independent League, they produce, I mean, it's hard to say really the exact level of the Independent League, but, I mean, you're seeing what I like to think is kind of halfway between A-ball and Double-A,
right.
And you're
mm-hmm.
seeing a lot of former Major League Baseball players trying to rehab their career. There's countless stories of guys going,
yes,
especially in the Frontier League, the Northern League, you know, teams like the mm-hmm. St. Paul Saints, various Northern League teams, of course, like the normal Corn Belters, things like that. it's a crazy name, but, hey, it's minor league baseball.
That's
hey,
right.
There's an independent league team outside of Chicago called the Chicago Dogs. It cracks me up. I'm going to get a shirt. It's got a baseball sitting on a giant hot dog.
Hey, there's a team out in Long Island called the Long Island Ducks.
The Ducks, and that name's been going on. If you've ever seen the movie Slapshot, that was the name of the hockey team.
Yes, okay.
And you're not Sanrahan.
All right, let's come back to baseball. And,
all right.
And the last one I know you want to talk about, which I have a tough time talking about, but it's all you. Go right ahead.
Okay, well, the reason the coach is having a little bit of a tough time talking about, of course, we're talking about Dominic DeMasi, of course, pitching in the Cleveland Indians system. He spent the majority of the year with the Akron Rubber Ducks of the Eastern
Great
League.
Great nickname.
And, oh, I love that name. Hey, come on, they make the tires.
You got it.
It's in the name. But he's had a cup of coffee with the Columbus Clippers of the International League. And
he is sipping some right now.
And he's having, he's getting another taste.
His third try at
tonight AAA. As we speak with the Columbus Clippers.
In Louisville.
He's off with AAA in Louisville against the Louisville Bats. And if you haven't been to that stadium's amazing.
And I don't want to look at my phone because I get a little nervous every time I watch him pitch.
Dom, I'd say you obviously can't hear us because, I don't know, you're pitching professional baseball, but we're all thinking about you. We love you, and you just go out and show them why you need to stay with Columbus.
It's really it's so fickle. With Columbus, he has, with his two appearances in Columbus, he had a 1.23 ERA. With Akron, he's sort of struggling in between a relief ERA of 3.4.
He's a swingman.
I mean, it's
he's been treated
yes.
as a swingman, whether you know right. whether that's fair or not. But I mean, hey, his win loss record speaks for it itself.
Look at his
wins. six and two right now. But
look at his career in minor leagues.
He's 25-12.
25 wins as a swingman,
seasons. And that's going all the way back to Mahoming Valley. You still got that shirt?
I still got my scrapper shirt.
You still got your New York Penn scrappers, but. Dom, we wish you the best, and that's our Savannah Hilton Head area down on the farm report, and a lot of guys that are inching closer to the major leagues.
And Josh Reddick is doing very well at the Houston Astros.
Yeah, big shocker there.
Big shocker. All right, well, next up we're going to bring the man himself, the manager of the World of Beer
at
112.
Yeah, Philip, my
West
good
Broughton.
Buddy. Yeah, we're going to bring him on. We're going to talk about, we got some great events going on here at World of Beer, our great sponsor. We've got some great beers. I can't wait to have one as soon as we get off the air. But we're going to bring him on and talk about some of the things that are going on here. I'm going to throw him a couple of questions just about baseball. He tells me he wasn't paying attention, so I'm really going to give him a hard time. But, Coach, take us out and yeah.
We'll be
back in a
Phillip.
Couple of minutes. Yeah.
Next up, Philip of the World of Beer, the general manager right here at 112 West Broughton Street. Come on by. We got T-shirts to give out. Say hello to the coach and the baseball fanatic. And it's all right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head. And we'll be right back after this.
Yeah.
Who's on first? Here's Carl DeMasi and Kyle Lawson.
And welcome back to Who's on First Major League Baseball Show. Right here live at the World of Beers at 112 West Broughton Street. Come on down, see the coach, me, Carl DeMasi, and, of course, my friend, the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson. Come in, talk some baseball, listen to the show. We'll give you a free T-shirt. Great place to be. A lot of different beverages here at the World of Beer, and that's why it's called the World of Beer.
It's in the name.
And it's in the name. In this segment, we got to throw it to the man himself, the general manager, Philip Crump. What's going on here? What's going down? And, of course, he's going to be doing it with my man, Kyle Lawson.
Well, hey, Phil, thanks for joining us right now, man. Appreciate you taking the time. And, it's been like a year since we've been back here. It's great to – thanks for having us.
Yeah, man, always great to have you guys out here. We always appreciate it. And, I mean, you guys always do a great job and bring the people out. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'd say we got a good crowd out tonight right now. Lots of great beers and got some good food here right now. And, I just want to bring you on right now. Of course, we're right in the middle of the baseball season. And, first off, You're a baseball fan. Who's your team?
I've always been the Atlanta Braves.
Okay, so yeah, you're a Savannah area guy, born in a big shocker. Yeah. You're in Braves country. What are you going to do? So it is what it is. Have you been up to the new ballpark? Have you been up to SunTrust?
Not yet.
You got to go, man.
I hear it's amazing.
It is fantastic. Yeah, I mean, like I said at the beginning of the show, went up there a couple weeks ago, and yeah, they're below the chop area is pretty amazing, and yeah, so you got to get up there and see a game. It's actually worth the extra 20-minute drive, and actually got some people coming up for a photo op right now. So got a Cubs fan dad and a mini Cubs fan right now. Got a good friends, the Edies, for coming by. Thanks again. But yeah, I always love coming here. I've been loving coming to World of Beer. Of course, we're at 112 West Broughton Street. Come on out, have a drink with us. We'll talk some baseball for the up until the 8 o'clock hour. We got some great T-shirts here, compliments of the Marines. But talking with Philip Crump right now. Of course, he's the GM of World of Beer, and yeah, grew up a Braves fan. And but there's a lot of cool events. There's a lot of good music acts that come here. So tell us about some of the fun stuff that's going on here at World of Beer. The rest of July and going into August.
Yeah, absolutely. So this upcoming Friday, so tomorrow, we have Dogfish Head, one of the great brewers.
One of the best.
Going to be coming out here for a special event. We're going to be doing bingo. It's called Balls to the Walls Bingo. Pretty crazy.
Pretty fun, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, we got to just keep doing the photo. Keep going.
That's right.
We got some more photo ops coming here.
Starting at 9 p.m., we're going to be doing bingo. Lead is about 10 rounds, and there's a chance to win a gift certificate. We'll also be looking at a chance to actually be giving away some bananas tickets coming up
soon. Yeah. Okay, yeah, hey, you're getting down for the college summer league, Savannah Bananas. Yeah, Coastal Plains playoffs are coming up here. So, those are hard to come by.
Yeah, they are. We have to give a huge shout-out to our friends there at Southern Eagle Distributing for hooking us up with some tickets to give out.
Okay.
We have that bingo tomorrow. Then we have some live music from our buddy Greg Williams on Saturday, the 14th. Looking forward to that. That's going to start about 8 o'clock to 11 p.m. It's always a great show, great time, and people are always welcome to come out, try the 50 different beers we have on tap and 500 different bottle styles. So
you change it pretty much every week.
Oh, yeah, it's never the same.
There's been some stuff that I've heard about that it's coming, and, yeah, of course, you can go to worldbeer.com. Actually, download the app. Make sure you do that. I always do that. I like to see what new local beers, and, yeah, you guys really go out of your way to highlight some of your local kind of low country in Savannah breweries as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Coastal Empire, Moon River, Two Tides, Southbound, and Service. There, you know,
love them all.
They're all amazing, and they all provide great, great product for everybody to try out. So we always try to influence people to come here and check out the good stuff from our local friends.
Yeah, and get it while you can, because yeah, I mean it's going in a couple.
Quick.
I've come in to try to on a day when I'm not broadcasting. I'd like to come in here and have a beverage here, and before I know it, it's gone. So I mean, it's pretty great to get some of the local beers here. And definitely go on, download the World of Beer app, and of course go to worldbeer.com and actually put in your location. Of course, around the country you can go to World of Beer, and it's a little bit different from each location, but downtown Savannah, it's one of my favorites. And
We got a lot of really cool things coming up soon. We're looking forward to
what else you got.
Well, yeah, the next couple of months, we are in the process of building a kitchen here.
Awesome.
So we'll be installing a kitchen. We'll have the full World of Beer menu, including that giant pretzel that everybody craves whenever they come into World of Beer.
Also, with the hot cheese?
Oh, yeah, the hot cheese. Gotta have the beer cheese. It's good stuff.
Definitely beer cheese.
Yes. Then we're also going to have a full menu as well, and we'll be hopefully we get some laws passed, and Sundays we can open up at 11 o'clock rather than 12:30, and they're looking at passing those laws soon.
Little brunch action for your NFL fans in the fall.
Absolutely.
Watch a little playoff baseball here.
Of course.
And, that's what I like to hear.
See, on the 19th, we have Terrapin out of Athens, Georgia, who also actually is at SunTrust Stadium with...
You get a Braves-themed beer now.
Yeah, exactly. The Chopsecutioner. Yeah, it's actually brewed with the same wood that Mizuno uses for their baseball bats, which is
pretty that's really
awesome.
Cool. I had one at the ballpark. I mean, I should have brought the can home, actually.
Yeah. Well, we got another one here if you want one.
I may have that when we all get done here. Take care.
Absolutely. So that is actually going to be on the 19th. That's going to be a luau. So come on, check it out, and we'll have some different events for you and different beers for you guys to try out. Some really good beers from from Terrapin, including their limited Grapefruit Cumulus Lupulus Double IPA, which is awesome.
Double IPA.
Double IPA.
Ooh, very the dubs.
Good. Yeah. And then just some more live music every Saturday from 8 to 11. You can always expect it to be here. And we'll always have some great new bands rotating out some people. And then coming up in August, just a couple more bands, actually. Really not too much too crazy
okay,
going
but,
on.
Okay, well, tell our listeners, where can we find all this information?
Absolutely. So you can find that on our Facebook page, our Instagram page, on our Google page as well. Go to worldofbeer.com/Savannah. Come and check it out. We always list our events. We always list everything on there, and we try to keep as big of a social media presence as possible so everybody can kind of check out, stay up to date, and know what kind of beers we're tapping and what's going on.
Yeah, it's pretty fun, and it's right in the heart of downtown, of course, 112 West Broughton Street. And Philip, just want to say thanks so much for coming on, and yeah, I love coming in here. I just really appreciate you taking some time with me, telling all the good people of Savannah and the Low Country about what's going on here at World of Beer, downtown Savannah. And yeah, just letting us do another great remote here, man. Thanks again.
Certainly, Kyle. Every time we appreciate you, even on or off the mic.
I certainly appreciate that. Yeah, all right. All right. We're going to hand you back over to Carl. So that was the general manager of World of Beer Savannah. That was Philip Crump. And Phil, thanks again for joining us, bud.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Go Braves.
That's right. Of course, we are the official flagship of the Atlanta Braves. The Braves get started tomorrow night.
We're trying to teach Kyle that. Go Braves. No, but he does. He roots for the Braves.
You're not going to get the cubby to
change my mind. No. Sorry, I'm not changing my fandom, but I will tell you that we are the flagship of the Atlanta Braves. Braves will get started tomorrow night at 7:35. You can hear everything here on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head, 104.3, 1400 AM. Always good to hear about some of the great stuff that is going on here at our live remote. Man, I've had a great time. And, Coach, welcome back. We've got
a
minute and a half here.
It's a great place. I mean, you got all these different types of adult beverages, Indian Pale Ale, IPAs, and, try some. Some of them, you'll like some of them, you got to give a taste, and that's what it's all about.
You try it.
I mean, you're a connoisseur of these IPAs, as I'm finding out.
I'm a connoisseur, yes.
Yes, you're a connoisseur.
I'm a connoisseur, eh?
You're a connoisseur, yeah. Yeah.
So I throw a curly in here every now and
you
again.
You got that, yep.
But, yeah, so, no, it's I appreciate Philip coming on and tell us about some of the great things. Yeah, great spot. It's great in the middle of downtown. Hey, we got some more friends coming in here.
Hopefully they'll ask you for a shirt.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
You think they were listening?
Huh?
You think they were listening?
Oh, I know they were listening.
They were listening, okay.
But, Coach, it's been fun. How much time we got left?
We still got about a minute and a half left for this segment.
A minute and a half right there? Okay, I'm going to throw a question for you.
Go right ahead.
Now. All right. You're a New York Yankees fan. I know you're an Atlanta
yes.
Braves fan. That's your National
yes.
League team. The New York Yankees have been around since 1903 in the American League.
Right.
What was their original nickname before being called the Yankees?
Come on. You're talking to me.
Do you know it?
I was a Highlander.
That's what I like to hear. Okay. I thought you gave me a look like you were a little concerned. They
no.
were the Highlanders, and they played not in the Bronx, but they played at Hilltop Park
yeah.
in Manhattan.
Exactly.
Before they bought a cheap bit of land
over in the Bronx.
The Bronx. Actually, it's funny. My dad's business, he's off of Jerome Street.
Okay, let's go, Mr. National League. I got one for you.
All right, let's have it.
Okay.
Come on.
My grandmother's team. Now the Los Angeles Dodgers, but the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Oh, that's what I like to hear.
How did the Brooklyn Dodgers get their name?
The Brooklyn Dodgers, because of the mini trolley cars that went through the borough of Brooklyn.
And they had to dodge them to get to the ballpark.
They had to.
They had to cross the train yard to get to the stadium, so they had to dodge the trains, the trolleys.
I almost want to do the voice from Ken Burns Baseball. Well, and he picked up a cheap bit of town in a garbage dump called Pigtown, and that's where they built Ebbets Field.
And now it's an apartment building.
Yeah.
It's such a shame.
Well,
such a shame.
The Ebbets apartments or the Pigtown apartments?
Well, now it's the Ebbets apartments. I'm not talking about the Pigtown apartments. That became Ebbets Field, and then they turned it back into the apartments.
So let's bring the Dodgers and the Pigs back, one of the two.
No, they're not bringing back those bums, buddy. They're not bringing back those bums. And right now, we're two bums talking baseball, loving talking baseball. You're listening to the Who's On First baseball show right here on ESPN Radio. Listen to the coach, Carl DeMasi, and, of course, my man, the Fanatic,
Kyle Lawson.
And
still my name.
Come on by. We're live at the World of Beer. We got T-shirts. Come by, say hi. We want to give these away. And we're coming up back next. Listen, buddy, we're in the last inning. We're closing it out.
Let's go for the closer, because I got some crazy trivia.
I got some
questions.
Trivia for you, too, buddy.
All right. Come get it.
We'll be back with the Who's On First baseball show right here on ESPN Radio. Savannah Hilton. And remember, it's
104.3 FM. It's 1400 AM. It's 92.7 over in Hilldead. You can listen to us on ESPN. We're streaming live on ESPNCoastal.com. And, of course, download the ESPN app. Go to Savannah Hilton. And
I'm streaming it. It's giving me feedback.
And listen to the coach and the baseball fanatic. It's all right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, and we'll be right back after this.
Yeah! It's the Coach and Kyle on ESPN Radio.
Welcome back to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show right here.
Get it out.
Exclusively on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, and we're doing a live remote, which we always do when we do this show. This is our seventh show, and it's right here at the World of Beer at
112 West Broughton Street, downtown, beautiful, historic Savannah, Georgia. Coach and I have been talking baseball.
You're listening to the baseball fanatic, Kyle Lawson, who lives here. Oh, no, I'm only joking, even though they do have a bed upstairs, I heard.
Yeah, I do.
You spent some nights here?
No, I really haven't. I live about a mile from here.
So it's easy walking.
It is easy walking, let me tell you. But I love this spot and really appreciate it. Of course, we talked to Philip Crump, the GM, and did a little, found out about a little bit of what's going on here at this World of Beer location.
But I forgot, he's going to have a luau night here, right? From what I understand, right?
Yeah, he was talking about that. So, yeah, that's coming up here. So, yeah, make sure to go and visit their Facebook and Instagram page. World of Beer Savannah. Make sure to check it out. A lot of great stuff going on. Lots of great beers. And
they got some contests going on where you can win Savannah Bananas game.
Yeah, you can find out a way to win some Savannah Bananas tickets, win some gift cards.
And they're building a kitchen.
Yeah, and the kitchen is getting ready to be constructed. So hopefully that'll be done later in the fall. So that's pretty great. So for everybody that wants to come out and watch the baseball playoffs on Sundays and also maybe get a bite to eat during football season. So it's pretty great.
I know. And we're going into the All-Star Classic, the Midsummer Classic, and that's the All-Star game. And quickly, I just want to get your thoughts. Home Run Derby, who's your favorite?
Okay, Home Run Derby right now. I enjoy it, but you got some interesting names there right now. You got two Cubs in there. You got Kyle Schwarber and, of course, you got Javi Baez. I worry with the Home Run Derby right now.
It's going to wreck that swing.
Yeah, I do.
I know. I agree. I'm not arguing with you.
I was just
giving you a hard time. Yeah, I'm glad Judge is not doing it.
No, I'm glad he's not either. And honestly, I was a little concerned that Javi is doing it. A little concerned that Schwarber's doing it, too. Sorry, they're showing Chicago Bears highlights. I'm going to yell at something in a minute here.
All right,
come back. Anyway, so Bryce Harper is going to end up doing it.
He's number two, though.
Freddie Freeman is doing it.
He's not even a favorite from my understanding.
No, he's really not. And honestly, don't sweat it. It's a dog and pony show. I enjoy it.
We all enjoy it.
Because I have grown up. I mean, I went to the All-Star game in 1990 when it was in Chicago. There was something cool about seeing a home run hit on the street. Everybody loves the big fly. It's still fun for the fans.
It's what it's about.
I'm going to watch it. I'm going to enjoy it. But I'm not going to put any credence, into it. I'm not even going to pick a favorite. I really don't care. But right. I am going to enjoy it.
I'm rooting for Freddie. I just hope it doesn't.
Well, yeah,
I hope it doesn't mess up his swing.
And I hope so too.
He's taking on Mr. Harper first round.
Of course he is. Got a little NL East battle right now, and actually watch the. That's what worries me. Maybe that'll fire him up. Maybe it'll fix his swing because he's missing things right now.
Right.
He's still Bryce Harper, but whatever. It's a fun watch. It's just something you keep on in the background right now. I don't really have a favorite for that right now. But
all right, you got
all right. So
the favorite.
Give me the bracket.
All right, the favorite.
The
okay, bracket number one. Jose Aguilar against Reyes Hoskins. Who are you picking?
Honestly, the last few games, and honestly, just because I watch a lot more Milwaukee Brewers baseball, I'm going Jesus Aguilar.
Okay. All right. On the other side, Alex Bergman against Kyle
versus Kyle Schwarber. Honestly, I hope Kyle hits two home runs and doesn't screw up his swing.
Okay.
That's my answer.
Then you got Harper Freeman.
Honestly, I think the advantage actually favors Harper. He's known for the bigger fly.
It's his home
field,
too.
Freddie's got more of a compact swing, and I hope he doesn't expand his stance. I'm going Harper on that. And the last one.
Muncy against Baez.
I got to say.
You hope Baez loses.
No, I hope all the Cubs end in the first round, but I'm just being an unbelievable homer right now. Max Muncy has some power, but ultimately I think Javi Baez, if he compacts his swing a little bit, I think he can actually.
Could be pretty interesting.
He will beat Muncy, I think. If you're throwing him some floaters there, he'll got it. He'll kill it. So we got about 5 minutes.
All right.
So
we're going to play a little Midsummer Classic baseball trivia between the coach and the fanatic.
Which I could play for hours, but we got 5 minutes.
You got it.
Get started.
So you want me to throw the first one?
Do it.
Okay, this man was the second most home run hitter in Major League Baseball, Hank Aaron.
Okay, he did something that no other home run hitter did. Can you name that something? Never did it in a season.
Something that Hank Aaron did not do.
Ever in a season. But he never hit on the home run list.
Okay, he never hit 40 home runs.
Ah, you're 10 off, buddy.
Oh, he never hit 50?
He never hit 50 in a season.
I screwed this up because I've had this trip. Oh, my God. You're killing me. You're killing me. Yeah.
In 1971 was his most. He had 47.
He had 47. Okay. That was my thing. That was my worry, and I...
Okay.
It's going to drive... Okay. So, you stump me on one.
We'll keep score here. Right now, you have no points, so I go. You throw it at me, buddy.
All right. I'm worried about the lollipop right now. Okay. We all know that Casey Stengel was the first manager of the expansion 1962 Mets. When they were the Miracle Mets, unfortunately, in 1969. Who was the manager?
He's a young man. Remember, I'm 59. I grew up with the 69 Mets. I love the Mets and the Yankees, but I attach myself. My man from the Brooklyn Dodgers, first baseman, Gil Hodges.
Follow-up question. What was his jersey number when he played for the Brooklyn Dodgers? I'm going to stump
number
the
six.
Heck out. No! That was Carl Furillo.
All right, but I got
all
the first
right,
one,
that
so
was,
I got all right.
That was
I got
not,
a run.
That
I'm
was
leading
not
1-0 a, after the first
that
inning.
That was not a legal question.
Okay.
Coach.
I got Gil
you're
Hodges.
Up.
All right.
I am still really mad about that. First question.
You'll probably get this. Okay. In the 2010s decade, okay, who is the first player to win Major League MVP and the Cy Young Award winner in the same season in the National League?
Clayton Kershaw.
You got it. 1-1.
All right.
Okay. All right. We got to move this quick here.
All right.
Right now I got a little...
You're a diehard pinstripe New York Yankees
fan. We got 3 minutes.
Okay. The Yankees took on the name the New York Yankees in 1913. Prior to that, what was their moniker when they entered the American League?
Their moniker?
Nickname.
Oh, nickname.
Something
okay.
You called
Give me the nickname, okay? You're asking the wrong questions, buddy. It's the Highlanders.
Why are they called the Highlanders?
Because they were playing on a hilltop in Manhattan.
Hilltop Park, and yes,
right.
They did not move to the Bronx, of course, until 1923.
Okay, here's one for you. I shouldn't ask this one because I'll tell you afterwards. Okay, in the 2000s decade, which team other than the New York Yankees has won two World Series?
In the 2000s decade, that's the Boston Red Sox.
Okay, 2-2.
2004-2007.
That's right, you are right.
Okay,
I know this is off the chart. Who was the MVP in 2004?
Yeah, we all know.
Do you know it?
Oh, the World Series MVP?
Yeah.
Who was David Ortiz?
Manny Ramirez.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Okay, let's go. Next one. Quick. We got to go here.
You're making me look like the idiot here.
No, I'm just as bad as you.
Okay. All right. One last question here. The shot heard round the world. 1951 National League playoff game between the New York Giants and your grandmother's beloved Brooklyn Dodgers. A game that was so certain, they actually announced to the writers where they could pick up their World Series passes at Ebbets Field. Bobby Thompson hits the home run. Who, I do say, was on deck?
I'll be honest with you. I have no clue.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Who's the most famous Giant you know?
The most famous Giant I know. It's none other than one of my favorite baseball players and probably one of the best. I don't go to the GOAT, the greatest of all time. Willie Mickey and a Duke. Willie Mays.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What's Willie Mays' middle name?
Say hey.
It should have been. It's actually Howard.
All right,
I knew you'd never get that.
We got 30
all
seconds
right, go,
here.
Go, come on.
One more for you. I had it okay. Where is it? Come on.
Who won the first five World Series? I'll tell you that right now.
Okay. Good. Which Hall of Fame nickname? I can't give you that one. Okay. I call it a tie. We only got 30 seconds to go here. Once again, great job to Cody in the back room. Once again, great job on the Who's On First baseball show right here.
This is fun.
With the coach.
This is 2 hours.
We got 5 seconds to go. Remember, we'll be back here in a couple of weeks. Once again, thank you to World of Beer. And you've been listening to the Who's On First Major League Baseball show exclusive on ESPN Radio Savannah. Hey, hit it out of the park, buddy. Till next time, I'll see you then.
In next time when the coach and Kyle talk baseball. Coach Carl DeMasi, Kyle Lawson, Who's On First on ESPN Radio.